the big question Republicans have. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
When are they going to tell the American people exactly why they did it?
GOP Senator Chuck Grassley tells Fox he talked to the FBI director the other day, but did not get answers about Monday's raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Florida home. The Wall Street Journal reports an informant led to the search. Fox's David Spunt is at the Justice Department.
Months of high-level back-and-forth negotiations between the Trump team and the government over potentially classified information broke down at some point between June and this search on Monday, according to several sources familiar with the search in prior meetings. The former president's team denies this and claims Donald Trump has been cooperating and happy to turn over the requested material.
Of course, the former president's being investigated by the DOJ and Congress over his election fraud claims and conduct before and on January 6th, the day of the Capitol riot. And as part of the probe,
a request from DOJ includes the personal cell phone numbers of about 2,000 Secret Service agents, including information from employees who were not at the Ellipse or on the street during January 6, 2021. The Secret Service has come under criticism after text messages from January 5th and 6th were deleted.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Evansville, Indiana neighborhoods got a lot of damage after a house exploded, killing three people.
No cause is determined at this time. Investigation is ongoing, and at this point, it's going to be a very tedious process.
Because Evansville Fire Chief Mike Conley says the home was blown to bits, 39 houses nearby were also damaged by the blast. 11 are uninhabitable. We got a new update on inflation this morning.
The July producer price index, which measures inflation at the wholesale level, actually dropped month over month by 0.5%.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Falling gas prices is a big factor, with regular under $4 a gallon for the first time since March. But wholesale inflation year over year actually surged 9.8%. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The CDC says it is still waiting for more information on yet another new virus in China, said to be spreading from animal to human. About 3 dozen people have been infected. Of course, China is where COVID came from. It's not known if this virus is easily spread or fatal. Now, monkeypox came from Africa. In a global outbreak that's been spreading across America, the CDC case tally now tops 10,000, with Wyoming the only state without an infection yet. 40% of them are in California and New York. Cases also rising in Florida.
Miami-Dade County, Florida health officials have opened two sites where residents can get vaccinated against monkeypox. One site is in Miami Beach, where Dan Gelber is the mayor.
Knowledge and information is what protects you most during a healthcare challenge.
Anyone can get vaccinated, though officials are urging certain groups seeming to be at risk to take the initiative. Dr. Lillian Abbo at the University of Miami.
Men who have sex with men right now seem to be at the highest risk, and that's the targeted group for immunization.
Florida now has the third most cases of monkeypox in the U.S. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Fox believes if you air it, people will watch. The second Field of Dreams baseball game is tonight.
In Dyersville, Iowa, the Cubs and Reds will face off on a field built next to the film site of the iconic 1989 movie starring Kevin Costner. The inaugural contest last year between the White Sox and Yankees was a huge success, and around 8,000 fans will be in attendance to watch the game, featuring cornstalks in the outfield and both teams wearing throwback uniforms. Building a field to MLB standards in rural Iowa required moving 30,000 cubic yards of material and the installation of 4,000 tons of sand.
That's Fox's Eric Messer-Smith on Wall Street. Another day of big gains. The Dow's up 243 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.